This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome everybody, and it's nearly season four.
Howdy, folks. What's up?
How was your May?
Yeah, how was early summer for everybody? Or clammy. Some parts of the world, early winter? I don't
really know. Our Australian people were experiencing an early winter, I would imagine.
Yes, the South Americans and whatnot. Okay. Our Southern Hemisphere friends.
I could never work my mind around that phenomenon.
Me either. It'd be so much easier if the Earth was just flat.
Yeah. Come on,
so
B.O.B.
It's easier to understand.
Just flip it over when it's done, like a fried egg. So now, yeah, it's nearly season four, everyone.
It is.
Get ready. Get your ear holes nice and lubed for some magnificent those conspiracy guys.
Some sterling action. Where every season we try and get a little bit bigger and better.
Yeah.
And these are some big hitters that we're going to be doing in the next.
And also an evolution, I guess, of those conspiracy guys a little small bit, thanks to our Patreon people. Mm-hmm. And we've had some interesting offers and some. Nice adventures over the last maybe 5 or 6 months, where season three just bloomed, blew up like a bad case of herpes.
Quite to our surprise.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wasn't surprised. I was anticipatory.
Shout! I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was totally.
I was a little surprised.
I was blown away, like those kids in Sandy Hook, by surprise. Just blown away. Yeah.
Just never saw it coming.
Never saw it coming.
As if it was almost imaginary.
Like it didn't exist.
Yeah.
So season four is going to contain, I guess, we could go through what's going to be coming up. What this episode is for. It's a little kind of a teaser, like a little treat.
Yeah, we've done this
what's
before.
Happening.
Yeah, you should have been caught season, thinking this was a brand new episode.
It's only 20 minutes long.
Yeah, you should have looked at the duration first.
This is kind of like a teaser coming into season four. We're going to explain to you exactly what's going to happen.
What's up? Let you know we're still alive.
In the next,
we haven't been disappeared.
Months. Yes,
in the last month.
I've been renditioned.
I know how people worry.
Yeah, exactly. People are asking already on Twitter, you guys are taking the piss, what's going on? Like, where's season four? It's like, way to complain about the thing you get for free.
We are quite lazy.
Hey, Red Cross, where's all your free medical stuff? Yeah, I don't know. So, season four is coming, and as season three, two, and one, we are going to be doing our same show format, which is the 2 to 6 hour long episodes.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be coming out every 2 weeks, and there's going to be 14 of them, bringing you right smack bang into the middle of Christmas Eve.
Kablam.
So you're going to get a lovely Christmas Eve release.
Yes, a Christmas episode.
Christmas-esque, I guess.
It'll be at Christmas time anyway. The subject matter might be a bit something else.
Yeah, I know. It's holy.
You'll see. That seems so far away now.
Not too holy. So it's going to be 14 episodes every 2 weeks. Starting from next Saturday, the, I think, 11th?
Yes.
The 11th of June. And I hope you, we've spent the whole of May going through trying to get guests, securing all those dates. And we have all of our wonderful old friends coming back.
Yes. We have many returning heroes
Ed
from our last series.
And Steve and
Ed's
Emmett.
Creamy voice, Steve's mental dick jokes.
We have Emmett, we have Claire.
Emmett with his incredible swinging knowledge of the 60s and the 70s.
Absolutely. And we have Claire. And we have...
Eamon, of course. Our
Eamon.
Best and Brightest will be coming back. He's nothing's happened to Eamon per se.
Yeah.
Not on the outside anyway. But he will definitely be back for season four. And he's ready to rock and roll. And Neil, our good friend, who hopefully will no longer be talking to us via Skype, but will be within touching distance of our faces,
yes.
Which is going to be very exciting.
In the room, and no more IKEA furniture being built in the background, as most of ye...
To feel his angry spittle on our faces will be something exciting.
And you can get the dulcet tones. It won't have that Skype crackle.
That ring,
Per usual. And then Claire is going to be bringing her quintessential levity to a very... very dark topic.
We do give her the darkest subjects.
To be honest, she picked this one herself.
Oh, did she? Oh, that's her fault.
I couldn't even give any hints because... No. I don't even want
a single hint and you'd guess exactly what it is. But it's one of those real dark things that people talk about.
Yeah, really, really dark. And when you hear it, you won't even believe it. That's a hint in itself, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, it's going to be for real shit. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be those 2, 3, 4, 5 hour long episodes, as per usual. Now, what's happening with season 4 is... On Patreon, we were saying as soon as we got to $1,500, which we are very close at the moment.
Any moment now, we're so confident.
We were going to be releasing extra YouTube videos. Now, as production goes, it's been way tougher than we, with our starry eyes, thought like 8 or 9 months ago when we started up a Patreon and started into season 3.
Yes.
And we're facing down the barrel of a very long and hard season. To be honest, it was really hard, like to box off all the time. Now, with the help from Patreon, the monetary help from Patreon, we were able to get some equipment and software and stuff that's making it a lot easier.
Yes,
and
things have changed. And our thanks to the Patreon people, when you're not worried about the whole thing falling apart as you're going along, it makes it easier. And when you're not constantly putting your own efforts and monies and whatnot into it, and your families are having to watch that happening and going, your pipe dream is costing all of us money and time. It is. It most definitely is.
But now it's not.
But we feel it's an important thing to do.
We're independent.
As that sounds.
We're that 18-year-old kid going off to college on his own and to study philosophy just to, prove his parents wrong. I can do it, Mom.
I could be a professional philosopher.
You're spending a fortune on those incense sticks, Josh. Mm-hmm. But I need them, Mom. For my meditation.
Josh ended up a professional falafeler. Just making falafels.
Yeah, we're going to falafel college.
It's not unlike clown college. Exactly. But more chickpeas.
Less banana skins to fall over. So we have been offered, and it's in the pipeline. It's not like fully, we've been offered a radio show on a local community radio station.
Here in Ireland.
In Ireland. Yes. And it's been kind of like a catalyst to what we're going to be doing in season 4, which is, I think, pretty much putting out a weekly show, right?
Yes. That was the plan was that anyway, before Mr. Radio Man came in and gave his call.
Yes.
The plan was to release an extra show. We wanted to be weekly anyway.
And we were going to wait until we got to the $3,000 mark on Patreon.
Yes.
And we were really going to squeeze you to see who would throw out a dollar a month. So with that, we announced that our new show format is a blab-based call-in, phone-in, coast-to-coast AM style.
Live half, recorded.
Half documentary, half...
unedited.
Call-in, unedited live show.
Yes.
So, 1 week, you're going to get the 3-4 hour documentary style show. And in the second week, you're going to get a live blab show where you can come and join in. We're going to be advertising all the topics. There's going to be no more cryptic hints.
Yes. All the schedules titles. Ahead of time. So you can work out a way to be there if you want to be there or
weeks
have a proxy sitting
advance.
There for you if you
exactly.
use proxies.
We've hopped onto Blab a few times and it's been quite short notice. We've tried it out, had the crack, had some fucking weirdos join in. But what we really want to do, and we really think that it's a valuable resource for us to interact with our fans, but also for you guys to be able to come and... if you feel like when you're listening to our show that you want to join in or have a joke or, shout at the fucking, at your headphones. What the fuck? That bullshit.
You crazy bastards.
You can come and do that now.
Yes.
Be it on camera, be it on mic, or be it by a chat room.
Yes.
So this is blab.im. So if you want to join in the show, we're going to be doing our first one, I think on the 18th of June. Is going to be released. So it'll be sometime in that week between, like, say, the 13th and the 18th, one of those nights, we did a huge blab survey, which a couple of thousand people voted in.
Thank you very much.
And it's going to be either Thursday night, Friday night, or Saturday night.
Yes, they seem the best times to do it.
Most of the people were from the US, so we're going to take that into consideration, that like on a Friday, you're probably not going to be able to go on until after 6 p.m.
Yes.
So 6 p.m. on the East Coast is 11 p.m. here, and that's only 3 p.m. on the West Coast. So what we're going to do, probably record them around midnight, or better 1 a.m. Or 11 p.m. because if we're putting up midnight on the 17th, it could be the midnight before or the midnight after, and yes, a lot of people are going to miss it. Like, you know those shitty flights that you get in the airport at like
midnight 01 or 23:59. Yeah, you can't do exactly midnight.
Like half past midnight, because midnight is going to cause confusion now that I'm thinking of it. You know, people show up to the plane and it's all like you're a day early or you're a fucking day late.
I know someone that showed up at 3 o'clock in the day with a 0300 plane ticket. People can do all sorts of stupid things with planes.
That person needs to learn in a 24-hour clock.
Yes. Join ROTC for a while.
Oh, my God. So, Blab, if you haven't heard of it, we've talked about it a good bit now.
We've mentioned it a little bit. It's absolutely. It's connected through Twitter, yes. So it's not like rocket science to work out how to do this
it's
thing.
It's pretty
simple. Everything's big buttons and very easy.
So you can sign in with a Facebook account. You can sign in with a Twitter account. You can sign in with an email. Super easy to do. You sign in, you get your Blab ID, and that means that you can join in. You can just like bop around and join in. There's like 10, 20, 30, 40. Depends on when you join in.
And you can get notifications of when it's about going on to start at the same time. And when we're live and stuff.
When you have a Blab account, you will download either the Blab app for your iPhone, that I don't know if they have one on Android yet, or you can set up email notifications so that when we send out an email notification, hey, we're live in like 20 minutes, you can get your shit together and be online. It's a four-way video chat. So yes, we're going to start it off by us talking about the topic, and it's going to be like an hour-long Those Conspiracy Guys show.
Yes.
For the smaller...
Us live on camera. Exactly. Doing the... Kind of, if you imagine the first 2 hours of a normal podcast being condensed into 1 hour.
Yeah.
Is the general idea.
There'll be no, like, personal opinions. There'll be no, like, and what did you believe about this before? You know, that first half hour of every show where we try to give, like,
a
personal opinion barometer as to where we're going to be talking about it for the next four hours or so. So we're just going to bang in... Give the facts. Mm-hmm. It could be anywhere between 45 minutes and an hour. And it's just the two of us on camera. And you can join in and watch that live. Then we're going to open up the lines. You're going to be able to throw your hat into the ring.
Yes.
Come in on video. Show your face. Ask some questions. Maybe wear a funny mask. Whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do.
If you don't want to be identified.
Juggalo paint all over your face would be nice.
You can disguise your voice, should you so wish. And
I like a Bill Cosby, if you can do a Cosby.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I'm wearing a jumper and coming in the jersey. And I'm on the blab.im. So you can come on and you can do that if you want to. Or you can join in via chat and just ask questions. There's special features where you can ask a question and the question shows up at a certain place in the page. And we'll be able to see that. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to record us using these microphones on our side. And then you're going to be on the show coming in from the other side. So we would ask you to have like some kind of headphones with a microphone or something that has like decent quality if you want to join in the show.
Don't be talking through one of those voice modulators directly into the microphone on your laptop.
Yeah, or on just on your phone in an echoey toilet or something like that. That's a bit not cool if you're going to be coming on. It's going to be a podcast episode. So with Blab, we can record it and it ends up on YouTube. Mm. So we can request Blab to send it to our YouTube account, which we set up with our email. So it's all kind of linked together. And then at one stage or another, we can release that on YouTube. What we're going to do first is release it to the Patreon people.
Yeah.
So whoever watches it live, you can come and watch it live and that's cool.
Yeah.
Then it's going to get released to the Patreon people for around about a month.
Yes. That they can watch at their leisure.
Absolutely.
Because they'll have a downloaded version.
So they can watch the full 2 hours, which is going to last about 2 hours. So an hour of chat an hour of the show and then an hour of chat with the public, where you can come in and you can refute us or you can argue with us.
This is about the community. We've been talking about this idea of...
Absolutely.
We miss things. We can't cover everything. And a lot of times after we finish an episode and people listen to it, they provide us with some great information and we think, where the fuck were you when we were recording this,
why didn't you let us know?
Yeah.
Why are you so secretive about your topic, you motherfuckers?
You unpsychic motherfucker, not knowing that we were recording that night, that you didn't know we were recording. How dare you?
Until 5 in the morning, until the birds are singing outside.
And people talk about it, like, get a forum going or get some sort of thing on it. This is a live human-to-human video interface forum. Exactly. So this is a way for us to connect, to share information, and to really get the ideas going. And, you know, for people to tell us what we're missing on things and where the holes in our psyches are. Which
and,
I'm sure
and
there's
to give
many.
Their own opinions and maybe show some insight into...
Of course, anecdotal evidence, absolutely. Which is my favourite kind.
So there's loads of...
I don't like data.
There's loads of different types of shows... That we're going to be doing in that, like, we're going to take on, say, a certain topic that's too small to do a 3 or 4 hour show on.
Exactly.
Like the story of, say, Elisa Lam, or a few people have been asking about the Port Arthur massacre. Mm-hmm. Like, those kind of shows are going to get done. We're also going to do, I think our first one is on the Zika virus, right?
Yes.
So our first one is on the Zika
virus. Prepare yourself for that.
And what the fuck is actually going on in that? Yes. And we're going to show you some facts we found on the internet, some speculations, the same TCG goodness. But you're going to be able to jump in as well.
Yes.
And you'll have enough time to be able to research it yourself and come in with some tasty nuggets for the general populace.
Or do no research. You can just roll up and hear what we have to say for the first hour and then give us your opinion.
Absolutely.
It's
Diana just like totally usurped the fucking
the point of the conversation.
So it's going to be with the Patreon people for about a month. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to release it on the radio. Then we're going to release it to the RSS feed. So you're going to get it in your iTunes.
Yes.
And then it's going to be available on YouTube to view in perpetuity.
As in video format. So you'll be able to see.
So you'll be able to actually see the video. But that won't be released for a month. After it's been done.
Yes.
If you are going to come on the show, be prepared to be, you know, shown to the public.
Yes.
We're not going to edit it.
Nope.
And it's to us, it's a much more sustainable model than doing these 4 hour shows every week, because there's about between 50 to 60 hours between me and Paul of production preparation, research. And then the actual recording of the show, and that takes a whole day, like between 5 and 8 hours to record everything. Yeah. And then it takes the same amount of time to edit and publish it.
Yeah.
So you're looking at like between 50 and 60 hours for each show. If we were to do that per week, that's more than a full-time job.
Yes, we would die.
Yeah. As well as the fact
that we
have
You didn't even factor in there the
jobs.
2 or 3 hours of lying in the fetal position and crying after we finished discussing some weird super-ass topic.
Absolutely. Trying to get, trying to wash Joseph Fritzl out of my front of
the nose. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, we couldn't do that weekly, right? So this is a way where we can just bang in, have done our preparation, do the talk, and then just press release.
Yes.
And just have it go out to the public as is. There'll be loads of ums and ahs and pauses and stuff, and obviously mistakes.
I'm just thinking about this now. It seemed easier to us.
Yes.
But now what I realise is we're not going to be able to edit things. We're going to have to be on our ball much more.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to have to live on our balls from now on.
But we're doing this without any edits, I guess. There's
on
like
the balls.
I just take little spaces out or little, like, you know, farts.
That's true, guys. We don't like super heavy edit
everything
we do.
Yeah. It's not like
we're not
fully
editing new sentences like in...
We might, like, pause after... Like, it's 5 hours, lads. Like, you can't be fucking...
You know that we've shit before, right?
on the ball for 5 hours. We'll pause or we'll say, what are we talking about next? So the next thing to talk about, like, that's Blab. Blab.im. Yes. Sign up to that shit. Get on it. Join in. It's going to be awesome.
Our new weekly shows. How exciting. And it'll just allow us to get through stuff faster. It'll allow us to, like, tear into things, to be able to turn around topics faster when, I don't know, when, you know, like, Agenda 21 comes down and we're all living in the cages, we'll be able to do an episode on it pretty much before they get us onto the trains.
Or if a San Bernardino-esque type of scenario happens where there's a shooting and then later on there's a court case and Apple and the FBI are rowing and blah, blah, blah.
We can track it as it moves.
We can track it and do the show, like, you know, San Bernardino 2. San Bernardino Harder, I guess, I don't know.
Exactly that.
And we can have like an in-time discussion as well as having the perennial 4 hour shows. So that's Blab, blab.im. Jump on that shit, get in on it.
Yes.
It's going to be
awesome.
Come
along and join us.
Hopefully. If not, we'll just scrap it and fuck it. We'll just come back to the other way. But we
will
really
fire vitriolic abuse
thing.
At you people for it failing.
I think it'll be a really interesting adventure.
Yes.
To get to know what you crazy bastards are.
And you can be like radio
about.
Famous in Ireland. You can go out on the radio in Ireland, which is
like,
exciting.
Hey, it's that guy who does an impression of, you know, Bill Cosby. So the next thing to talk about, obviously, is the Patreon campaign. So patreon.com/Those Conspiracy Guys. If you're not a Patreon subscriber, I say to you this. $1.
Oh.
One time.
Ooh.
In a year.
What?
From everybody who listened to the last episode, which was more than 60,000 people.
It's a lot of people.
A lot of people. $1 for over 100 hours of podcasts that we've produced already. $1 one time in a year. That means that we can produce as much fucking shit.
Yes.
As we like.
We would, that we you would like. Be in an office space right now.
Absolutely.
Doing like probably 15 hours a day of like recording videos. Yeah. And then taking a Saturday off or whatever. Yeah. But
We had a really fun day yesterday recording a shitload of videos that are going to be put up.
Videos, yes.
They're going to be put up over the next couple of days. Our first YouTube videos.
Yes, our first forays into visually recording ourselves.
Yeah, it was pretty weird, but like cool and sweaty. It was really warm.
Very sweaty.
Yeah, because we're doing it in a real small room and we would like a bigger room. So that's what the Patreon money is going to go towards over the summer,
yes.
Is trying to get ourselves situated in an office space that yes. can handle our shit. It's also going towards legitimizing some of the software and stuff that we're mm-hmm. using. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell Adobe.
Making and, stuff up till now.
Exactly. And, you know, making this... it's not profitable yet. And a lot of people not are going, close. Oh, you guys are big time now. You're fucking, yeah. you know, it's not.
Have you got a closet full of Air Jordans? I've never seen a pair yeah. of Air Jordans.
It's not a lot of money. We're just about not spending our own money nowadays.
Yes,
that's
great.
What's happening.
It's almost not costing us out of our personal bank
exactly.
accounts. And we're very close to that line. We're very close to like going, oh, it's completely self-sustaining now. that's going to be yeah. our next great
That's the goal.
Target. Yeah.
Is to not have to spend any of our own money on making a show that people can enjoy for free.
Exactly. Like our first run of the Patreon was very successful. And we're very thankful to all the patrons who kept it going over that period. And the goal was to start up, get ourselves upgraded equipment and software-wise to the point where we could start recording YouTube videos.
Yes.
And we've done that. We've begun the YouTube video recording now.
It's happened.
What's become clear to us is that what we need to do is take all of that upgraded equipment and software and ideas and move them into an office space in order to do that.
Yes.
Because kitchens and box rooms just aren't up to snuff.
Exactly. Like, we're losing an hour and a half setting up and breaking it down.
Yes.
Because we can't leave it up all the time. Because people have to live
well, humans have
in
to live
the
in
area.
Those areas, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what the Patreon is going to be going on with the summer. You're also going to get loads of cool stuff like extra content, all mm-hmm. the bloopers. You're going to get priority seating in the blabs that we already talked about. So,
dick pics galore.
Absolutely. All noisy.
Once we have an office, like we can walk around naked all day, taking snaps.
Like a French movie. So,
movie's generous.
The Patreon people, and when they're coming into a blab, we'll know them. We'll mm-hmm. know their email addresses. We'll be like, hey, you're a Patreon dude, right? Okay, you get first in the queue. When you call in, there's like a whole queue. It's like, yeah, you're cool. What have you got to say? Priority seating in the blab.im. Mm-hmm. There's also going to be like a discount on all of the t-shirts in our
Ooh.
Brand new t-shirt store. That's right. We have a brand new t-shirt store.
Is it cheaper than the last t-shirt store?
Yes, Spreadshirt just got a smidge Good. Too expensive. They changed their pricing structure there about a month and a half ago. And
yes.
the lovely people at TeePublic came and approached me and said, hey, what's the crack? You guys look awesome. Do you want to start a show? Do you want to start a shop at TeePublic? And I was like, why, yes, why not?
Mm-hmm.
So for the normals that are out there, the normals that are not in the Patreon gang, you're going to be able to get
the
a t-shirt
folks,
for...
Yeah.
yeah, regular people. You're yeah. going to be able to get a t-shirt for $20.
Ooh.
But the Patreon people are getting a 30% discount. Means you'll be able to get a t-shirt for $14. That are TCG designed, like we're designing them in our brains
yes.
and giving them to much more talented people to draw
yeah.
and then taking them back and putting them on t-shirts. Now,
mainly Japanese people.
Mainly. Indonesian, some Americans,
Indonesia.
You know, some Korean people, like really talented motherfuckers, right? So what's also happening with TeePublic is that they have an enormous.
My, I grew up next to her when I was a kid.
How are you, Anne, if you're listening?
Yeah.
So an enormous...
Sorry about the dog.
Catalogue of amazingly designed t-shirts. Like,
mm-hmm.
they kind of make our ones look a little bit shitty, to be honest. But they're professional artists out there, professional dudes, coming up with great ideas and putting them up on TeePublic. So we've taken some of the shows, like we wanted to have t-shirts to represent the shows,
mm-hmm.
the different episodes that we've released. So we have curated a bunch of awesome designs, like there's cool like Cthulhu designs and John Titor stuff, and
all good stuff coming up. Yeah, yeah.
There's stuff that we come up with from jokes and stuff in the show that I think would nobody else would ever get.
Yes,
but if you have it on a T-shirt that looks cool, it's like, hey, that's a thing. That looks cool.
It's
that?
Your own little but secret. It's, yeah, what it is. Yeah,
like everyone would get it if they see it, but also it's you'd only get it from us. So that's why I like to have our own designs. But there are also cool like Slenderman T-shirts or cool like John Lennon T-shirts or cool. There's no Jim Jones T-shirts. Who knew?
Surprising that, isn't it?
But, or Charlie Manson T-shirts. But yeah, these guys are cool with that shit. So TeePublic are doing that. You can access our TeePublic store through our website, thoseconspiracyguys.com. There'll be a big fuck off banner that you can just click on and it'll bring you straight into the store. We do get commission on it, obviously. So, like, if you're going to buy one, you're helping out the show, but you're also going to be able to look good while you're
get a t-shirt. Yeah, and I was thinking, like, it's in some ways financially, it makes more sense to sign up as a patron. If you're going to get a t-shirt, sign up as a patron, buy the t-shirt, get your big discount on it.
Absolutely.
And then, I mean, obviously, keep signed up, but do whatever you want after that. Really. Yeah.
Now, if you don't want to be a Patreon subscriber, you don't like the likes of you know, direct debits and such like, you can go onto our website and click into what we call the office fund, which is going to help us get like deposits together to get some money together for some extra office equipment. Like proper
that's the massive hurdle at the
ergonomic
moment.
Ergonomic chairs and...
The office space in Dublin is very, very expensive, and they all want to take that monthly expense and then double or triple it and go, pay us that much up front, or we won't even let you in the door. And we need to get in the door.
Yeah.
Really, so we can have squatters' rights, we need to get in that door.
And we're going to be able to produce more shows comfortably. We're going to be able to make those articles pop up on the internet with ease.
That's the most important thing of getting this office space. Is to up productivity.
Absolutely.
And stop pissing off other humans.
Yeah. To be able to have a place where you can just call your own a podcast lair. And it will improve the quality of the show. Mm-hmm. And it'll also improve the fact that it's going to be twice as prolific. with the episodes flying out. It's going to be a hard undertaking, like doing an extra show live every 2 weeks. And then hopefully, I mean, if that stuff starts kicking off, we can do those every week because there's no extra time doing it. We can study for like 3, 4, 5 hours, then spend 2, 3 hours recording it. And that's it.
That's the thing. The time we save.
That's it. It's 8 hours.
Having
each
like put the gear up and down
show.
All the time.
Yeah.
Just allows us to make shit more stuff.
But as well as being able to have a place where you can go, like I'm doing all the editing, and I'm, you know, it's hard to get a big block of time to edit a 6 hour show. It takes 9-10 hours, then to put all the artwork together, to get all the stuff, to put it online, and like the whole production of releasing it even takes like a full day's work. But if we're able to do all that in a space where there's 2 or 3 people, and we're able to get like, you know, it'll just be more productive, right? As well as the logistics of like taking up and setting up and breaking down the set and doing all that stuff. So the office fund is there for you to donate whatever you like.
Yes. It's PayPal. It's a PayPal donation button. So
yeah,
whatever you feel comfortable. If you're that kind of anonymous love kind of person, stick it up us. Put a few bucks in, and that will go towards just like getting into the office. Once we get into the office, we'll give our hand jobs or whatever to keep it rolling from there. But we just need to get over that hump of getting a deposit in.
There's like a small fee on our side that we pay to receive the money from Patreon. So I mean, like, if you're going to give like $2, we're going to get like 160, which is about 120 in euros. But like I said, if everybody listening to this gives $2, we're good. Mm. We're good.
We're to the moon.
We're that's an office space for a year for us.
Yeah.
And no, which obviously means, you know,
recording
more shows
24
for you.
Hours a day.
So I'd love to be able to do the blab every week and then have the other show then every 2 weeks. But you know,
needs more. We'll see. We'll future. See what happens, folks. We're confident. We're confident we'll be getting there.
Going to do a blab every 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it a blab, and I'm sure the people at Blab are going to love the fact that we're doing a podcast through their platform, which has advanced greatly. I mean, with Blab, you were doing just video before, just talking. Now there's parts where when we're talking about something, say, for example, let's take Elisa Lam. When we're talking about that topic, we're going to be able to now broadcast the security footage of her while we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. And everyone's going to be able to see it live. So it's going to be like a video seminar.
It is going to change the game somewhat. Yeah. Yeah, it will be like you're in the room with us while we're doing it.
It's deadly.
Or it should be like you're in the room with us.
And then you'll be able to answer questions. If you want to be anonymous, you can answer questions or throw in links if you're like, well, hey, what about this link? So if you have a video that refutes what we're saying, you can put that in. We can put it up for everybody to see and we can watch it and judge it live. Like, it's class.
Yeah.
And we'd love to be able to do that.
There's going
to
be a lot of blue waffle, isn't there?
Loads.
A lot of people throwing up the
blue
waffle.
Click on this
link.
Picture. Risky click.
Ka-ding.
So the next revelation is also the YouTube channel that's going to be coming out. So all of these people that are texting us going, hey man, you say in this such and such an episode that if you check on the website, we're going to have that video. I can't fucking find it. It's probably because it's not there, bro.
Yeah.
It's probably because it's not there, man.
It's probably because we never put it there.
It takes a while to produce a video. Now, a lot of the Patreon donations have been going towards making these videos a possibility. Yes. So you'll see from our YouTube channel, it's kind of early doors.
It's very early doors.
It's not going to be, you know, Michael Bay production quality, but it's going to be a good start.
Yes.
A fair start. And the videos that we're going to be kind of siphoning off the internet, and we're going to be like picture in picture going, and check out this bit, and look at this thing, and there's going to be like little circles like pointing out the stuff, and check out this guy, and what's his name, and where was he?
It's again to make it as digestible as possible for you.
To be able to drag you through what we've been looking at for 2 weeks.
That means not throwing up random frozen images and having the Google text speech voice like narrating everything and putting some flame decals and whatnot.
In the Ambassador Hotel. Robert Kennedy, like that's nobody wants to fucking.
For it to be understandable,
grim and annoying,
and for it to be something that people can share with other people who don't particularly aren't into conspiracies, it has to be of a certain quality and a certain level,
palatable.
Or we discredit ourselves. All of us together as a community, we discredit ourselves, and we don't want to do that. So there had to be some work going on them, and there had to be a long period of gestation for them.
And it also had to look nice that we didn't film it on a phone in the dark.
Exactly.
Somewhere. So we have like some extra little pro looking. Extra bits, not our faces, obviously, but like some extra little, you know, sweeteners that it look nice.
That's part of the goal of what we're doing. Absolutely. Is if you want as many people to hear and to pay attention and to consider as much as possible, you want those people to do that, then you need to present it in as professional a way as possible, or you make it easy for people to say you're a bunch of fucking idiots and walk away.
I don't know how rare it is on the internet. There are some people that I follow that speak their mind and stand by what they say, and I like to think that we do that. Like in our off defense section, we go, look at this is what I genuinely believe from the information that I've been given. We do reserve the right to be wrong. And if you think we're wrong, come on to Blab and tell us.
Yes.
Do.
That's your forum, folks.
So the next thing is the Podcast Awards.
Yes.
So the Podcast Awards are super important for us. They might not be important in the great scheme of the world.
No, I mean, like, we're not getting a champagne fountain for winning or anything.
Exactly.
Like that.
It's not going to be, a ticker tape parade through the streets of Dublin. But it will be a lovely little accolade to pin to our chest and say, hey, we did it.
Yes.
We fucking did that.
Everything adds to the blunderbuss of Mickey's that will be pointing at certain high profile people in the conspiracy world.
Exactly.
And the more clout we have when we go to them and say, hey, do an interview with us or give us some access to some information that you have. These kind of things really help with being able to slap people up with that kind of stuff.
Or just being able to go, hey, holla at your boy.
Yes.
You have like a million followers. Would you tell us, would you tell them that, hey, these guys must be good because they won the podcast award. So you should probably listen to them once. Just, to, you know,
again,
professional
it's
courtesy.
For what we're talking about, for getting the message out there, these things can be very handy.
Yes, exactly.
So
we already got best of 2015 in iTunes.
Yes, which was
we don't shout about it often, but we fucking know, like, this is the crack. Best of 2015. So it'd be nice to win the podcast awards. What you can do is go on to podcastawards.com and
pretty simple,
and do us a favor for all the hours of entertainment.
Yes,
and put in your name, put in your email, press a button. And that's all you have to do.
That's pretty much it. They'll send you a confirmation.
They'll send you a confirmation mail.
You can vote once a day up until the 12th of June.
And it's made in a way. Todd Cochran from Blueberry, who's a hosting platform, kind of runs the podcast awards and has done for the last 11 years. And the way that he has organized it is, and I think it's fair, because like a lot of small, good quality podcasts or small new podcasts that don't have many fans compared to like the Corollas and the Joe Rogans of this world. They have people who are dedicated fans, an engaged audience. And if you have an audience that's engaged to be able to come on and vote for you daily for 15 days, I mean, out of a million people, maybe the same amount of people will be activated like you get like 200,000 of those million people will actually go and fucking vote.
Exactly.
But if you have like 50,000 subscribers and every one of them were engaged and dedicated to your show and are like, I fucking love these guys, they really deserve it, go on to the Podcast Awards and vote 15 times.
That's smash Joe Rogan.
Yeah, that smashes all of the other guys.
We don't want to do that.
We're in the Society and Culture section. Yes. So there's 9 other podcasts where we belong against us. Yeah, culture. Bullshit. There was no bullshit section, so we had to go somewhere. Yeah. And you can get into the Society and Culture section. We're at the bottom of the list there. Those conspiracy guys, click on that, hit submit, click to verify on your email address, check your spam folder if it doesn't arrive. Mm-hmm. And you can do it every day from today until the 12th of June. So you have a good few days left to make it count. Make a little alarm on your phone first thing in the morning, just being like, don't forget to take your contraceptive pill and vote for those conspiracy guys on the Podcast Awards.
That's it. Put your kidney dialysis on hold and get it checked out later.
IBS, VOTE. Like, make it happen.
That's vote or die, isn't it? I believe that's where that campaign came from the inside of P. Diddy's walnut, which is his brain, obviously.
We're also going to be in the Irish Blog Awards. So, I mean, all the American people that listen to us, this will make maybe no bones to you. But we really would like you to go over to the website, thoseconspiracyguys.com, and there's a big ass button over there where you can click on it and nominate us for the blog awards, and we'll be hounding you for votes for that as well. I mean, I don't think it's as fair as you get to vote every day for 15 days. I think it's just a one-off thing.
Yeah.
But we're going to absolutely blast the shit out of it so that you guys get in and vote. If we won that, we get to go to a fancy award ceremony. Mm-hmm. You guys will get a load of
videos of us.
A load of Snapchat videos of
showing
us
up in velour suits and cowboy hats.
How are you, Bono? Or whoever shows up. I doubt Bono will show up. He doesn't even.
Tomo? I think Tomo.
Tomo. How are you, Tomo? That's a Bono tribute act, right?
Yeah.
Well, the streets have no name. To Dublin, Tomo. I think you should Dublin it down a little small piece. He's from Wicklow. So, and then we are going to be going to Dublin Comic Con this summer.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be very exciting.
I think we're going to make like a small documentary of that weekend and put it up on YouTube of us just bopping around Dublin Comic Con and rubbing shoulders with some of the...
I'm very excited to see what's going to happen there.
Head the balls that are going
to
be there.
I think it's probably going to not be as exciting as I think it is.
No, but it's going to be good crack.
Well, sure, if it's not, I'll start a fire or something.
Yeah, it's going to be good crack.
We'll make it exciting.
We didn't want to get a stall or we didn't want to get it because, I mean, what's the fucking point of that?
We spent all that money on illegal fireworks, so we're just going to let them off right in the middle of it anyway.
What was that? Tomo, get Tomo out of here. Protect Tomo.
Tomo Vox.
So we're going to be going to the Dublin Comic Con and hopefully to the Irish Blog Awards, even if we get nominated up in the top three or whatever.
Even if we don't get nominated.
We get to wear a whistling flute and we get to fucking bop around.
Yeah. I'll probably be working as waitstaff out
with all the heads.
So.
Yeah, it
should be fine.
It'll be, I think it'll be nice.
It would be nice.
Like, our blog is not bad. It's a good website
it looks decent. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much it. That's all the TCG news. I hope you're excited for season 4.
Yes.
We're going to have like loads of awesome
guests.
Hope
you haven't like turned off and disappeared on us and gone, fuck these guys, a month is too long.
Fucking hell.
I hope they burn in hell.
We have Ed, we have Steve, Eamon, Emmett, Claire, and we also have the two podcasts that we guested on in the month of May, because you did get podcasts in May.
You did get something to listen to, yes.
There was something there.
We weren't driving those ships, but we were aboard getting sick off the back.
Absolutely, getting vomiting from the momentum. Disaster Artists, which are funny Irish zombie-loving, apocalypse-loving, crazy bastards.
Physically loving zombies.
Yeah, they love like
gross fashion,
cold dead flesh. Disaster Artists podcast where they survived the apocalypse, so you don't have to. So I went on to talk about The Running Man and how it would how you could survive the universe of The Running Man and you know. I don't know.
What is it like?
Here, Sub Zero. Now, Plane Zero. And I was like, I have to do a show on that with them. So I'll be joining them again, I guess, and they'll be joining us for an amazing show in an apocalyptic kind of a theme, where it's like, how are we going to survive after this event? And it is a conspiracy, I guess. So we're gonna cross paths again. And then we did another one with Head Stuff. Mm-hmm. So the Head Stuff podcast, which has a load of awesome podcasts on it, like Juvenalia and the Alison Spittle Show and loads of other great podcasts. Beautiful. At the Headstuff.org. Yeah. Headstuff.org podcast network. We were on the Headstuff one and we were talking about Donald Trump and the American US election.
Presidential elections, yeah.
And it was great crack. And
this
we got to have a fight with a scientist.
Yeah.
And Alan and Joseph, who are the guys that were on that show, are going to be joining us and we're going to be talking about a very science-y type of conspiracy theory that we might be able to get some insight on from an actual
scientist. You'll be glad we turned to scientists for this one.
Absolutely.
Anyway, yeah.
So if you are on our website and you feel that we deserve to get some money, you can click on the Libsyn advertiser survey.
Yes.
If he's not to do
this
for
is the long-term goal
seconds.
is to get ourselves
Absolutely.
The advertising in.
Absolutely.
And one way to do that are these surveys that help the company realize that we do have people that listen and they're not all using fake VPN routers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But some of them are real people.
They're in, it's not like a bunch of fake email addresses just like logging in. So if you want to go on and fill out that thing, it's just like, what's your name? What's your age? Where are you? I don't even think you have to put your name in it, do you? No, it's just
your age,
income, and...
Your income, what sex you are.
What sex you are and how long your cock is.
What sex you like.
Yeah. The position that mm-hmm. best befits your orgasm via intercourse state, I guess. Mm-hmm. Which is hard to get.
Reverse role booking.
Yeah. So yeah, if you hit on the Libsyn survey and just fill it in. It takes like 30-40 seconds. Just mm-hmm. do that. I know we're asking you to do a lot of stuff, but
this is like us.
You're just about to receive over the next 9 months about 300 hours of free podcast. So if mm-hmm. you can do any of this stuff, it'll be really helpful.
Plus, Jesus said, "Ask and ye might possibly receive."
Might possibly get somebody to click. And
this is us asking to say
do a few things.
If you could spend like 5 minutes clicking away at all of these things, then you've really set us up for our season 4.
Absolutely.
For the next 9 to. Who knows how many months.
And if you're thinking, like they say, only you can prevent forest fires.
Yes.
If you think like, oh, there's smoke coming out of the house next door, but I'm sure somebody else will ring the fire brigade.
Yes.
I'm sure somebody else will ring the fire department. And they don't. I think the fire department would prefer to receive 10 calls than no calls.
Yes. That was what happened in the fire of London. It was just pure apathy. Everyone's like, somebody else will notify people that the entire half of the city is on fire.
Somebody else will do
nobody
it.
Nobody did. Nobody did notify
So what we're saying to you is, those Conspiracy Guys fans, activate! And please go onto our website, do those things.
Yes.
It will take all of, maximum, to do every single thing.
You can do it in a Guy Fawkes mask from V from Vendetta.
Whatever you like.
Whatever way you want to do it.
Do it in the come down from a bad wank.
Oh, I like that.
You have 15 minutes just to
replenish your soul after what was a soul-destroying situation.
In your refractory period, nice. while your prostate is recovering from... Mm-hmm. expelling liquid from your body, mm-hmm. just go in and click around the fucking website a few times. Do you know? We'd really appreciate it. Really, 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 really would. Make
really
a
would,
difference.
Yeah.
You think it wouldn't, but it really actually does.
Like, we want to be able to go to the big hitters of the world for interviews and be able to say, we have this, this, and this kind of, you know, this award or this kind of thing or this idea behind us.
It legitimizes the whole thing.
It really does.
Otherwise, we're two crazy cunts sitting in the kitchen talking about fucking 9/11.
Yes.
Do you know? It's
skull
hard enough.
Fucking 9/11.
It's hard enough to get any kind of, you know, realism when you're talking about the stuff that we talk about. So if you have a tangible metric behind you, it really helps. So go and do that as a favor to those Conspiracy Guys.
We'll be your best friends forever.
If you're not on social media, if you're not connected to us in any way, you can connect to us on the following platforms. You can get us on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you can even leave us a voicemail and we'll throw you out on the show or let you be broadcast out over.
If you want to just like record a question or a message, you can do that.
Hey,
we'll play
guys.
It.
We're on Google Plus if you use it. But like everyone's obliged to, but nobody does.
I call it Gooplu.
Yeah, it's kind of like the MMR vaccinations. Like, I have no say in this. You can get us on Periscope, which we're going to start using over the summer, which is just...
Once we've got our office space, we're more than happy to
totally, man.
Just like film ourselves 24 hours a day. That way, if we get renditioned, you can see it happen live.
I don't want to be taking photos of myself in my house because you get to see all my dirty jocks on the radiator and stuff like that.
Plus,
they shouldn't be dirty,
to...
they should be clean, but they're dirty and I put them on the radiator to warm them up.
Mm. It's not fair to the hundreds of chickens that you have locked up in cages either.
Yeah.
They didn't agree to their image rights.
Pigeons
being
out
used.
The back. We're also going to be doing Vines and stuff like that and Snapchats, which are all
Red
video Ryan. Content, so that's what's happening. On our end. We're also on Reddit. So we have a subreddit that was made by Lex4.
Yeah.
Or Rob, thanks very much for doing that. We hope your jumper has arrived to you.
Yes.
A signed sweatshirt. Let us know if you get it and send us a picture, maybe wearing it. You know.
Yes. And if the scent is gone, send it back and I'll wear it as a diaper again for two weeks.
Yeah, rub it off me.
Yeah.
r/thoseconspiracyguys.
Very simple.
reddit.com/r/thoseconspiracyguys. Check it out. We have all the stuff there. It'll be like a little form where you can have a chat or you can ask a question. And we're on it all the time, so go and have the crack there. We're also on Pinterest, so we have all of our source articles are boxed off into lovely little categories.
Pinterest boards.
All the different Pinterest boards that are done all in categories and all by episode. So any mad shit that I have locked away, any URLs to crazy sources, they'll be all in Pinterest if you want to have a nose around there. We're also on StumbleUpon, and any crazy shit that we find, we put it on onto our StumbleUpon as well, so if you want to have a glance through those. And then if you're listening to us on iTunes or whatever already, cool. If somebody is showing you this and you've stayed around for the 45 minutes that this has been going on, and you're like, I'd like to listen to these guys on my own mobile device, you can subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Podbean is a great app for iPhone and Android. Podcast, if you're listening to it online in work. It's really good for other podcast discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, it's a really cool thing. Like, I don't know how they do it. Is it done automatically or is it done by user? But they have a filter system where, say, we put up an episode about like Charles Manson, and they have then all the people that we mention. So it's like all the people that are mentioned in the episode. So it's like Charlie Manson, the Beach Boys guys, the brothers again, what's it
Brian
called?
Wilson.
Yeah, Brian, like Charlie Manson, Brian Wilson, Van Houten, Squeaky From, and it has all the names of all the people that are mentioned. So I don't know who does that, but it's really cool. You can cross-reference all the different podcasts with, like, I want to hear more
About Squeaky From,
and you click on her and it has all the podcasts that
the
have
Manson
her mentioned
follower.
In it. Yeah, it's really, it's a deadly website, Podcat. We're also on TuneIn Radio. We're on the Libsyn site, so our hosts now, Libsyn, graciously, thank you, Rob.
Good job, Rob
Walsh, for
cut
all
us
of
a deal,
your
so we're not
amazing
bankrupt.
Help setting up and moving over from our old host and really getting our shit together.
Yes.
So thanks very much, all the Libsyn crowd. And if you're thinking about starting a podcast, head over to Libsyn.
That's a good place to start.
They have
really
good deals and are super, super helpful if you want to. Yes. And we're not getting paid to say that either.
No.
That's totally off our own bat. Libsyn, as a podcast host, check them out. And then we use Clamour as well. So Clamour is a weird little app where you can go on and it's kind of like a Twitter for audio.
Yes.
So you get to make 24-second little clips.
Yes.
So if you're listening to the show and we make like a weird joke or a strange comment, you can like press record and it records those 24, it jumps back like 20 seconds and you can record up to 24 seconds.
Yeah.
And then put it out on your profile and you can put it on Facebook or Twitter or whatever.
Nice.
And it's a nice way to share like the little moments in the show.
Like when you're watching something, you're listening to something, you're like, just that line there.
Yeah, that
I
line
want people to
great.
Hear. I don't want people to have to watch like a 5 minute long thing just to hear that line, but that line there. That sounds good.
Yeah. So Clamour is a really cool app if you want to try it out for listening to podcasts. It's not like an amazing podcast discovery app, but it's great if you know the podcast that you like and you want to listen to them and share them around.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it for this little tidbit. And expect a show on the 11th of June is our first show. And we're going to have Steve in.
Fingers crossed,
all going well.
Yeah.
We're not going to tell you
we're talking
about
the future,
now.
So we're not certain yet.
Yeah.
But
we're not going to tell you what the episode is now, are we? Are we going to?
No.
All right.
We can't tell them.
No, it's going to be a surprise.
It's more fun for you to guess when you see the clues.
It's a great one. And it's going to be crack. Like, we were pretty heavy coming to the end of season three.
Yes.
Pretty heavy episode. So there's a nice mix in season four, and then the blabs are going to be great crack too.
We're going to start light with season four. We can tell you that much. We're going to start light and then get dark and then get light again and then maybe get a little dark.
Yeah.
Which is how I eat my turkey.
I thought it was like you were describing like Dwight York's spate of girlfriends.
So, not unlike that.
Yeah. So if you want to join in, please do blab.im. That's the main message of what's going on here. Patreon.com and blab.im. Get onto the website and all the stuff will be revealed. There's loads of notifications.
All should be revealed.
There's like a social page where you can join all the social networks that we're on. And there's a people we like page where we just like give hollas to, you know, people that have helped us along the way, or like products that we like, that we use, that we're not being paid for to endorse.
Yes.
But it's just like...
But if there's people out there that want to start their own podcast, these are the things you'll need. and the places you'll have to go to.
And it's also maybe vilification for the Patreon people to go, what the fuck are they spending the money on?
Yes, you get to see.
So you get to see all the stuff that's going on. And yeah, all the articles, all the source articles, and all the blabs will all be up there. So thanks for listening for this long. And
fair play to you for see, something that didn't have much more information than, hey, here's all the stuff that you're going to find out over the next few months that you would have found out anyway if you hadn't listened to this.
But it's just to touch base with you and go, look, please vote for us in the podcast.
A State of the Union address.
Make it happen. We do this every season so we don't have to pollute the episodes.
Yes, the episodes are standalone.
For 20 minutes at the start of every episode. It's like, fuck it, get right into it. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about like blah, blah, blah. The last 5 minutes is like, subscribe, Facebook, Twitter, blah, blah, blah. We're not doing that. We'll do this one. It's 45 minutes. That's all you're going to get for the whole year, the whole rest of the year. So go Podcast Awards, blab.im, patreon.com, The Office Fund, and any of the social media. So make it
Nazis
happen.
On the moon.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
So we are those conspiracy guys. Thanks for listening. I'm Gordon.
I'm Paul.
And we'll see you next Saturday for a brand new spanking shiny episode of season 4, we will. Bitches.
It begins again.
Blam.
You'll like this episode.
Yeah, you will. You really will. Thanks very much, and good night and God bless.
Have a good night, folks.